Brent Snavely is the fine writer for the Detroit Free Press, and he's on the other end of our line. Brent, how are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you, Tony?
Merry Christmas to you.
Yes.
Let's talk about the North American Car and Truck of the Year. The finalists were named. Tell us about it.
Well, every year, Tony, this is a pretty big award. Automakers really pay attention to this stuff closely. So this year, you know, as always, pretty interesting set of finalists. All of the six. There's three cars, three trucks. All of the six, except for one, are either compact cars or compact SUVs or crossovers. So, you know, the finalists were the Ford Focus, Hyundai Elantra, Volkswagen Passat, Land Rover, Range Rover Evoque, BMW X3, and Honda CRV. Now, obviously, there's only one out of those six made by a Detroit automaker, but I'm not real alarmed by that. Last year, they did really well. So,
does that Ford car sell well?
You know, the Focus has been, yes, it sells well, but it does not sell as well as we, I think, in the collective automotive press expected that it would. I mean, it's down, I think, 9% for the first 11 months of November. The key reason that it's not selling as well as its predecessor is that Ford has priced it higher. And it's also in the high end in its segment among competitors. So I think that's holding back sales, but that doesn't mean that it's not a good car. You know, the car has received a lot of rave reviews from critics. It's just priced a little high.
I know, Brent, you've told me that you've been through the media backgrounders with Chrysler and GM, and I know you've got some interesting information about the Detroit Auto Show.
Yeah, you know, I think you're going to see a pretty exciting show this year. The Detroit Auto Show is always an exciting show, but if you look at, there's been a lot of important stuff announced already by automakers that we're going to see. We're going to see a new Dodge Dart this year, and that is really important for Chrysler. It's its first true compact car or sedan in a long time. Dodge Chrysler is really excited about this vehicle and think that it will help them, you know, compete against the heavyweights in that segment. GM is going to show five vehicles this year. Two of them are concepts, but still Cadillac ATS will be a big deal for Cadillac. Acura is going to reveal three shows at the auto show this year, and that's more than they've ever shown at a single show. Nissan's back for the first time in 3 years. So across the board, domestic automakers, Asian automakers have a lot of important cars and trucks to show this year.
I thought another interesting story that you wrote, Brent, was talking about for the first time in years, all three of Detroit's big three automakers have made gains in the U.S.
Yeah. We'll see how that shakes up at the end of the year. But right now, you're right, as I said in that story, through November, the Detroit three have collectively gained market share, and each one individually has gained market share, and that's the first time in a long, long time. Ford's market share gain is pretty small, so we have to wait to see if what happens in December. But, you know, either way, the Detroit three have benefited this year from the unfortunate and tragic disaster in Japan. Earthquake and tsunami that hurt inventory for the Asian automakers. But business is business, and the Detroit 3 had a stronger lineup of cars than they've had in years to take advantage of that. And they did. Hyundai did as well. So, you know, 2012 is going to be really interesting because the Asian automakers will be back with full inventory for the full year. And so the market share battle next year will be really fascinating.
All right, Brent, before I let you go, just looking at the year, it's been a fascinating year to cover the auto industry, obviously. But I just wonder, do you think the big three really get it? It seems like they're on the right roads in what they're building, how they're marketing, how they're conducting business. Do they really get it? And do you think what they're doing, we're going to see this prolonged energy and this prolonged success?
You know, I think they do. And, you know, even as much as, you know, as much as I just, you know, gave you that market share story and, you know, which is kind of a horse race, at the same time, I don't see, I mean, the Detroit 3, every automaker wants to gain market share. But the Detroit 3, they're not gaining market share for market share's sake. We just talked about the Ford Focus. They could have sold. Ford could certainly have sold more Ford Focuses through the year this year if they had priced it more aggressively. Lower price, bigger incentives, et cetera. But it doesn't seem like that's what they're going after. GM, we were really worried about them in the first quarter of the year. They had some really aggressive incentives. GM said, trust us, we only did this as a tactical maneuver. We've learned from the past. And then through the rest of the year, they did dial back. They did dial back on their incentives. They're not pushing, for the most part, they're not pushing cars just to fill the sales volume and keep the factories running. So, I think they have largely fixed their bad habits.
All right, and finally, anything new, anything interesting that we should look for in 2012?
Well, I mean, I think the story might continue to be how the U.S. market continues to evolve, and competitively. Hyundai continues to gain market share. I think the Detroit 3 have a good shot at holding on to the positions that they have. The Asian automakers are going to be coming out with a lot of new products and will be more aggressive. And so I think everybody is going to be a lot more sort of even with great products and good quality and be a tougher fight than ever.
If you go to freep.com, you can just type in Brent Snavely and you can find all his great articles there. Thanks so much, Brent.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tony.